Does anyone give gifts at Christmas? Well, that gets blamed on what? Those wise men? Yeah. I'm going to be making faces at Solveig. Did I pronounce it okay? Solveig. Solveig's going to be baptized after the hour and a half sermon, so brace yourself. Solveig, she's from Norway, the Holy Lands. We all know Jesus was a Norwegian, right? Oh, yeah, he was 33 and single, always hung out with the guys, and his mom thought he was God. He had to be a Norwegian, right? Yes, it's great. So, giving of gifts. There's this little boy. I don't know if his name was Warren or if his name was Tim, but he's writing a letter to God about a Christmas present that he really, really wants for Christmas. He starts off by this, "I've been good for 6 months now," he wrote. But after a moment's pause and reflections, he crossed out 6 months and says, 3 months. After another pause, he crossed out the 3 months and put down 2 weeks. There was another pause. Another pause. He got up from the table, he was writing the note, and he went over to the nativity scene that was in the house. Looks at the nativity, there's Mary, there's Joseph. He picks up the figurine of Mary, wraps her gently in a cloth, goes back to his room and places her in the top drawer of his desk. And this is what he writes to God. Starts all over, "Dear God, if you ever want to see your mother again." Giving of gifts, gifts at Christmas, right? Those magic, anyone ever read this guy named Buechner? He's got some great stuff. I'm going to quote about a paragraph of his stuff about it. He says it this way. "The gifts of the three wise men, the kings or the magi, brought to the manger in Bethlehem cost them plenty, but they seem hardly appropriate for the occasion. Maybe that's all they could think of for a child who had everything. In any case, they set them down on the straw, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And they worshiped briefly, and then they returned to the east from where they had come." He continues, "It gives us pause to consider how, for all the great wisdom, they overlooked the one gift that the child would have been genuinely pleased to have someday, and that was the gift of themselves. Turning our wills and our lives over to the care of God is crucial for life. The crowds, you know, from last night have all gone. They went back. The liturgy, the noise, it was wonderful, beautiful celebrations, right? The noise is here, the silence is there, the candlelight of Christmas Eve has now broken in with the dawn of Christmas Day. The multitude of those heavenly hosts, remember that story? They've become silent. The angels have gone back up into heaven. The glory of the Lord is no longer shining on the shepherds. In fact, even the shepherds have gone back into their fields. We're left with what? Christmas Day, we have Mary, Joseph, and the baby. They say nothing. There's a silence in the day. And maybe that's how it's supposed to be. After a big, big night, a silent, calm morning. Everything that needs to have been said has already been said. Remember this one? "I bring you good news of a great joy for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." What else do you need to say? It's time, as Mary knows, what did it say? That she treasured and pondered all these things in her heart. It's time, I think, to go from the event of Christmas to the meaning of Christmas. This whole, I don't even know if this is a word, interiorizing, making it our own, this whole thing of Emmanuel, God with us, owning that as ours. Mary treasured and pondered all these things in her hearts, hearing the baby's breath for the first time, or looking at those little hands, or those little feet, right? You know what that's about. It's like, oh. Could she have known what was coming? What would happen to those hands and those feet? She would not only hear his first breath, but his last breath. It is finished for you and for me on Calvary. Treasuring and pondering is the work of the heart. It's to get out of here and to get into here. God with us is not a question to be answered or some sort of concept to explain, but rather it's the truth that we get to live. You had nothing to do with Christ's birth. Nothing to do with the fact that God comes and says, I love you, stretches out his arms. Nothing's going to separate you from the love of Christ, which is ours. Before Christmas, the shepherds were living in the fields. After Christmas, they're living in the fields. Before Christmas, they were watching over their flock by night. After Christmas, they're watching their flock overnight. Christmas returns us, I think, to the fields of our lives, to the ordinary, the routine, the joys, the sorrows, the familiarity of relationships, the daily work and the chores we get to do every day. You see, I don't think Christmas is an escape from life. It's a deepening of our life. Creation joining together, right? Living together, heaven and earth, divinity and humanity, spirit and matter, all together. Like the shepherds, we leave the nativity scene. We return to our lives. That's where we get to ponder and to treasure all these things in our hearts. That's where we will glorify and praise God as we've heard and seen. Pastor Freeman read so beautifully that Gospel of John. He doesn't really have a birth narrative that we know of like Luke and Matthew. But, you know, it says, in the beginning was the Word became flesh. You remember that? It became human and lived among us, made his home with us. What did it say? Full of grace and truth, unfailing love and faithfulness. He lived among us. And he donned the most expensive and costliest robes, a human body, God. He became a friend to sinners, a brother to the poor. He touched the sores of others. He left and felt their tears, and he paid for their mistakes, for our mistakes. And all those frightened ones, he shares to us when we get frightened and troubled heart. He says, believe in God, believe also in me. I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. So, we're done with the hour and a half sermon. But I do have a question or two for you. How do we respond? How do we ponder and wonder? Some people pretend he doesn't exist. Others hear him, but they don't believe him. But then there are a few who decide to give it a try. And when he calls your name, please be ready. Look up. He'll reach down and welcome you home. When Christ comes, Merry Christmas. Wonderful to be with you.